This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we're getting a little bit more information on these Idaho students who were killed. We are being told it was an isolated attack. They do believe it was a homicide. And 20-year-old Ethan Chapin, 21-year-old Madison Mogan, 20-year-old Zana Kernodal, and 21-year-old Kaylee Gonclaves might have been stabbed. There was not a weapon at the scene. They are still searching for the suspect. But family members, as well as students and parents, people are pretty freaked out about this. Four were found dead over the weekend in an off-campus home that they shared. All appear to be stabbed in an isolated, triggered attack. They were found with edged weapon-like knife wounds Sunday afternoon. Authorities are now working to recreate the victim's activities on Saturday night and early Sunday morning. They were pictured smiling on a house porch as one of the last pictures. Police did not find a weapon at the scene, but Captain Anthony Dowlinger told the Idaho Statesman, "All I could say is that the deaths are ruled a homicide at this point, and homicide and murder are synonymous. We certainly have a crime here. We are looking for the suspect." But this is, obviously people are concerned, is this a serial killer? Is this somebody that's going to go to other on-campus houses? Mayor Art Bettage feels that the murders are possibly a one-off type situation. Something had occurred that resulted in these deaths. Doesn't necessarily think this was a something that will be duplicated or replicated, but again, people are on edge because he's still at large. The person is still at large. The mayor said something had occurred that resulted in these deaths, adding that nothing was stolen from the scene. He had previously suggested that the students had been killed because of a crime of passion or a burglary gone wrong, but nothing looked burglarized. Said it's one of the many plentitude of possibilities, including burglary gone wrong, robbery gone wrong. Any of those is a possibility and not one of the exclusions of others. Now, when you look at this going, well, who would kill four people? Who would kill four housemates? What the hell? You know, we're seeing that time and time again where individuals might not have a motive and just start killing. Look at what happened with the University of Virginia football players. Christopher Darnell Jones is the suspect, 22-year-old arrested Monday before 11 a.m., after he was at large, when gunfire erupted the night before, killing three football players, University of Virginia football players, and injuring a few others. Jones was on the run for more than 12 hours before he was taken into custody. Three counts of second-degree murder, three counts of firearm used in the commission of a felony. Now, witnesses are saying he said something really bizarre before the shooting. And let me see if I have that here. According to classmate Ryan Lynch, Chris got up, so it looks like he might have been on the bus. Chris got up and pushed Lavelle. After he pushed him, he was like, "You guys are always messing with me." He said something like that, but it was really bizarre because they didn't talk to him the whole trip. Police said Jones then shot and killed Lavelle Davis Jr., Deshaun Perry, and Devin Chandler. Two other students were shot and survived. Mike Hollins, a running back on the football team, is in stable condition, according to his mother, Brenda Hollins. In an interview with CBS 6 senior reporter Wayne Coville, said Jones' father shared a similar story. Now, the father said that he was really paranoid when I talked to him about some things. He wouldn't tell me everything. Chris Sr. said about a conversation with his son last month. He said some people were picking on him or whatever. He didn't know how to handle it. I just told him to go to school. Don't pay them no mind. Do what you got to do. You only got one more year. But then he was on the bus and people saw him kill his classmates. Student Lynch said, we thought he was going to shoot everyone in the bus at that point. We thought we were all going to die. She's 19 years old. She was with Jones, the shooting victims, and about 20 other students on this field trip. She said, we had been in the same class the whole year, but this was just truly the bonding experience. So the shooting occurred when the charter bus got back to the Charlottesville campus. She said they just kept coming, more and more gunshots just wouldn't stop. The shooter just sort of skipped off the bus when I saw him pass. And she was friends with the victims. She said all the men had such a beautiful spirit to them. They always had a smile on their face and never showed any level of exhaustion. So personable and kind. So Chris Jones Jr. is expected to make an initial court appearance. Christopher Darnell Jones Jr., but known as Chris. And, you know, the father had said that, the father had told WBBT of Richmond, Virginia, I can't believe it was him. I still can't believe it now. The last time he spoke with his son was a month ago. He said he came to the house and did his laundry. We sat and talked, and he seemed like he was doing really well. When we finally had a chance to talk, he said there were some people there giving him a hard time, but he was upbeat and he was positive. I don't know what happened between then and now to cause this to happen. So, you know, we keep hearing this, that people get, I was bullied. I tried not to bully others. I don't really think I ever picked on anybody because I was usually the picky. You know, if somebody bullied me, I would bully them back, not bully them back, but I would know what to say to embarrass them, to get them to stop. But I wouldn't pick on some random person. It was defense always for me, defense. Picking on people happen. And, you know, we have a world now where somebody you bullied, you know, or is perceived that they're being bullied, may end your life. And, you know, we try to have, you know, a school motto of no bullying on this campus and be kind to everyone, but it doesn't happen. It's human nature. People get bullied at work. People get bullied all the time. I still run into people who are just the biggest jerks. So you can't put an end to bullying. But man, when people feel bullied and you're stuck in that class and you're stuck with those people or you're stuck on that team, it's, it might drive somebody to this. Or somebody has major mental illness that they perceive something mild to be worse than it is. It's a horrible situation. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So Jay Leno appears to be okay. Says he needs just about a week to recuperate. But this is interesting. Alright, thank God he had a friend there to smother the flames while he was working on his 1907 steam car. God, I love antiques and I love old cars. If I ever became rich, that is something I would be a hobby of mine, collecting old cars and driving around them and feeling like what it would have been like in 1907. But he was working on a steam car. I think he was working on a clogged fuel line. And it erupted into flames. So it wasn't an electric vehicle, like I first kind of, you know, was a little suspicious about, because, man, these car fires freak me out. Sadly, he's going to require skin grafts because of the seriousness of the fires. So Jay Leno, former Tonight Show host, said fast thinking from a friend of his saved his life. when a gasoline fire broke out in his L.A. garage on Saturday. Now his face might need multiple skin grafts. He's 72 years old. He was in his mansion in the garage of it when one of the vehicles erupted into flames without warning. Left side of his face got burned. He said, I got some serious burns from a gasoline fire. I am okay. Just need a week or two to get back on my feet. It's going to take him more than a week. If he's getting grafts, it's going to take more than a week. He later told TMZ that his friend Dave saved his life. He jumped on him and smothered the flames. He said it was repairing a clogged fuel line when he got sprayed on his hands and face with gasoline. He was taken to the burn ward at Grossman Burn Center, according to TMZ. Eye and ear, thank God, not affected. Page 6 reported that he is going to need skin grafts as a result of the burns. George Swift, a mechanic in his personal garage, told Entertainment Tonight that it was a steam car that sent Leno to the hospital. The steam was made by gas. It got sprayed as a gas. That's what the mechanic said. He called me and he told me there was a fire and the fire department is coming. In a separate interview with Access Hollywood being reported by Daily Mail, man, the car is gorgeous, though. You got to see this car. Oh, God, it's gorgeous. Swift said that Leno's going to be fine. It's nothing life-threatening. He's a great spirit, but it is going to take a while. This is a 1907 white steam car. He also looks like he has some Lambos in there, but it wasn't the Lambos. And, I mean, you know, good for him for having his passion with cars and all that, but, man, these burns are... West Hills Hospital Director of Strategic Communications, Amy Bennett, said Jay wants everyone to know he's in stable condition and receiving treatment at the Grossman Burn Center for burns that he received to his face and hands from a gasoline accident in his garage over the weekend. He is in good humor, touched by all the inquiries into his condition and well wishes, wants to let everyone know he's doing well and is at the best burn center in the United States. So glad he's in stable condition, basically with skin grafts. If you lose so much of your skin that, you know, you when you scar, it means your the damage to the epithelium has extended to the dermis. Once you have damage of the dermis, you have potential to scar. Below the dermis, subcutaneous tissue, fat, muscle. These burns, if so when you get like a superficial sunburn, if that's only your epidermis, you're not going to scar from it. But if something goes into the dermis, like we see with chickenpox, like we see with monkeypox, you're going to scar. Certain acne that get in there deep that people pick at till they bleed, that could scar. So when you have a large area that got burned, most likely the epidermis, dermis got consumed by that. If you have a second or third degree burn, third degree now extending beyond the dermis, the scarring and the inability to heal. Remember, your skin has to hold fluid in, and it also has to keep pathogens out. So skin has multiple properties. Keep you cool, keep you warm, you know, deflect allergens, all sorts of things that it does. Allow respiration, allow, you know, skin being able to breathe. So when we do a skin graft, if you have good skin from another part of the body, like your buttocks or thigh, we could take, you know, depending on the skin and depending on the hair. Yeah, with men, they could shave it. You know, for female, we might pick a part of the body that doesn't have as much hair. Then you could take a piece of that, and you can use that to connect the skin. It's autologous. It's your own. So rather than it being heterologous or from another individual, that you're not going to reject it because it's your own skin. So you could basically transplant it. Still, we might use some immunosuppressive drugs as well as antibiotics, as well as things to help promote healing. And, you know, skin grafts can do very, very well. It's a fascinating science behind it. But, you know, Jay Leno, he loves his cars. Apparently, he was stopped on the 405 in California. I've driven the 405 multiple times. While he was in his 1906 Stanley Steamer, he likes to drive his vintage cars. And I would too. It's definitely a trophy case having these old cars, man. And he's got a bunch of them. He could have a whole car show. Wow. Wow. There's one video where he tried to jump in between the car in between a car that was about to be collided with, and he put his own body in front of it. That's pretty incredible. So don't be doing that, though, okay? It's a car. It's a car. So Godspeed. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, what's going on with airplanes? Well, got a lot of cancellations, again. Got a lot of delays. Right now we're at 1,800 in the United States, into or out of the United States. Global 2,200, not that bad for a weekday, but still on the high number of things. You know, our airplane drama is not going away anytime soon. I believe the strikes are still happening, and I think we are coming into a very strategic time in terms of airlines and unions to be able to negotiate because we're coming up on the holidays. But it's also, 'tis the season for fining. And multiple airlines have been fined $7.5 million for not refunding customers for canceled flights. The Department of Transportation is now cracking down on these airlines. Secretary of Transportation Pete Buttigieg announced that the department is assessing fines $7.5 million against six airlines, and the DOT is ordering those airlines to pay $600 million in refunds. So there's the fines plus the refunds. The hundreds of thousands of customers who had been denied them. When a flight gets canceled, passengers seeking refunds should be paid back promptly. Whenever that doesn't happen, we will act to hold airlines accountable on behalf of American travelers and get passengers their money back. A flight cancellation is frustrating enough, and you shouldn't have to haggle or wait months for your refund. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. I can't stand every time I've gotten canceled, you get a credit. And I'm like, but I don't want to fly you guys anymore. This is like the third cancellation or the third delay. And so airlines are required to pay customers refunds when a flight is canceled for any reason. But to try to keep the cash, they may offer vouchers or credit for future travel. A lot of cruises do that too. So consumers have been complaining, especially during the pandemic. So Bill McGee, an aviation consumer advocate with American Economic Liberties Project, cites data from the Bureau of Transportation Statistics showing that complaints filed against airlines for refusing to provide refunds soared in 2020 to 89,000, up 57 times. So Buttigieg said the DOT is going to make sure the refunds are available and processed promptly. So that is good for consumers, but now what does that mean for you or I? That, well, it means prices are going up. Okay, I mean, these airlines want to make money. And when a flight has to be canceled because of weather, because of not enough staff, right, somebody has to consume that loss. Now, you would think, well, the company should. The company should take the loss. They're the ones that, you know, didn't have an alternate route. They're the ones, you know, weather happens. You wonder maybe what's going to happen is they might have fewer flights then for areas that are going to be snowed in or areas during hurricane season. Now, most flights are established 9 months in advance. But maybe they'll be like, well, let's look at the areas where there's a lot of cancellations. And if we're going to be taking it in the behind with those sorts of flights, maybe let's cancel some of them. I mean, that's also what happened post-pandemic is all of a sudden all these flights were canceled. And now, oh, yeah, Southwest doesn't fly there direct anymore. Well, why not? Well, they lost money on it. So you might notice you're going to have more connecting flights. And that's another trick, too. The other trick is, well, we got you to your connection. We just couldn't get you to the other part. So it's only a partial refund. 1-877-DOC-DALI, don't go away.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No no more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology, a pre-recorded voice about offers, or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned upon purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Millions of Americans are bracing for an early winter as a storm system is dumping snow on people across 20 states. The storms will stretch from Texas to Illinois and bring some areas the first snowfall of the season. The Gulf Coast may also see heavy rain, large hail, and tornadoes. As lawmakers return to Capitol Hill, control of the House of Representatives remains in question.
The control of the House is still unknown 1 week after the elections officially ended. Republicans are poised to take control, putting some form of balance on federal lawmakers. 13 House seats are still unknown. One is needed for Republicans to become the House majority. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas is continuing to testify before a Democratic-led House committee on Tuesday. This is USA Radio News.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So sadly, we've had a child die from a combination of flu and RSV. It is the first fatal pediatric case this season, and it is being reported in California. This was a child under 5 years old. And state officials are not going to be releasing any further information on the child to ensure their privacy. But it's tragic, and it kind of reminds us that we are having some, you know, major issues with respiratory illnesses in our pediatric population. Our children's hospital have been nearing capacity, and that was 3 weeks ago. We are very unprepared because we've never really grown our hospital infrastructure since COVID. I think that taught us that we really messed up that you can't have 6,000 hospital beds for a state with 3-4 million. You can't have 45,000 hospital beds for a state with 75 million. I mean, there's a lot of things that we kind of screwed up on when you look at what we went through with the COVID pandemic. We also don't have a RSV vaccine. Moderna is working on one that's going to be combined with COVID and flu. But we kind of have exhausted parents with the whole vaccine thing. After the parents went through the mandate and the parents went through, you know, all that vaccine rigmarole, you didn't really see a lot of kids get the COVID vaccine. Parents weren't very trusting of it. So I don't know how trusting parents are going to be of the RSV vaccine. And RSV is a respiratory virus that can kill. When I have a child in the hospital with respiratory issues, the first thing we check is RSV. We'll also check COVID. We'll check flu. We'll check them for pneumonia. But RSV is pretty easy to swab. And the virus, you know, people always ask, why are viruses killing? So, you know, like flu. Flu necessarily won't kill you. But the inability to breathe from your immune system, the pneumonia is the number one killer of flu. Other symptoms that can be involved, flu could also incite a heart attack, things like that. You know, flu is dangerous. The reason why I tell you to get your flu shot isn't because I think flu itself is going to kill you, but flu puts you at risk for other things that could kill you. And the number one killer of flu is pneumonia, which is why you should also get your pneumonia vaccine. With kids and viruses especially, when their immune system tries to do what they need to do and you got a vicious virus, whether it's COVID or RSV or flu, that immune system could be enough to prevent them from breathing. And another thing is kids tire out a little easier than grown-ups. So when a kid has asthma, I hold my breath. When I see a child with an asthmatic attack, I get nervous. And I get nervous because they're going to poop out quicker. You get tired. If you aren't breathing well and you're working to breathe, at some point you fatigue. Just like with swimming and drowning victims. Many drowning victims aren't because they don't know how to swim. They know how to swim. They just get tired. And I know you'll be like, well, wake your butt up. Wake up. You could only do so much. When your muscles are done, they're done. No matter how hard you think them to wake up and move, when they're done, they're done. And so when I had a parent last night, child for 10 days has been having a cough, some labored breathing. I'm like, get that child to the hospital now. But they don't have a fever, and I think they're getting better. I go, but they've been working to breathe for 10 days. Hey, are they looking exhausted? Oh, they're exhausted. They're always trying to sleep. Check their oxygen status. They might need some help. So, you know, some of you have asked why some healthy individuals are medically induced to be put on a ventilator when they could breathe on their own. If we think they're getting tired and they're decompensating before they poop out, yeah, we get them some help with some artificial respiration. So Godspeed to this family. RSV, flu, COVID's here. We are going to have a very challenging year. One is because we really suppressed our kids' immune systems, not allowing them to be in school, screwing around with the masks. You know, our eating in, not getting enough sunlight, sports stopped. You know, people and kids not getting their vitamin D and playing outside and doing what they do. Now it was all about Netflix and eating at home. And there was I think a lot of things that might have contributed to their lack of exposure. And COVID, if COVID was the predominant virus, it competed with the other viruses. So these other viruses couldn't get in like they usually do. You know, people ask, why is flu coming back now? Well, because COVID's getting weaker. Now that COVID is getting a little weaker, it might still be very infectious. It might still be infecting people every few months, but it's not as strong as it used to be. So now flu can get in there. It's all who gets into the cell first. If a virus gets into the cell and can have that cell make more virus, that virus wins that cell. So if you have flu and COVID attacking somebody at the same time, they could technically have both flu and COVID and test positive. their symptoms overlap, so sometimes we don't know who won. But if that flu dies off after a few days and COVID can stick around, many people will have COVID longer. There's a chance that a bunch of COVID cases were flu, but because people thought they had COVID, they didn't go to the doctor. We said that flu was minimal last year or the year before. I didn't test for flu. People were calling all over on telemedicine. And I'm like, you might want to get tested for flu. They're like, no, I don't want to go in. I just want, you know, medicine for COVID. And we couldn't necessarily write that over the phone. I don't think flu was completely gone last year. Flu was around. It's just if COVID lasted longer and the symptoms are similar. I mean, flu, usually you get hit hard right away with the fever and the cough and the symptoms right away. COVID seems to kind of start with sore throat, then the runny nose, then the cough, then the fever, and it starts to morph more rather than flu saying we're just going to, you know, you're just going to be down for the count the next few days. But I think we had flu cases all along. People aren't getting tested. They're not going in. How many times have parents called me asking for an antibiotic because their kid has a cough? I go, that could be RSV. So give me an antibiotic. We don't treat RSV with antibiotics. We need to know we might have to treat them with some breathing treatments. Sometimes we'll even use steroids. Sometimes we'll use inhalers or albuterol to keep those airways open to get more oxygen. Can you get the child diagnosed? No, I don't want to take the child in. If nobody is taking their kids in, and we don't have an at-home test for flu and an at-home test for RSV, and we don't have, accurate COVID tests, because the average person testing positive for COVID was negative at home with the home test, then, we don't know what the hell we have. The only reason why we know some of these numbers is because when the people get sick enough, they go into the hospital and they get tested. So if you have a child who's coughing, keep in mind, they might not be able to continue to work to cough. Lift up their shirt, watch their ribs. If it looks like the skin gets sucked into the ribs, that baby or that child is retracting. That is a sign of laborious breathing. Don't dink around. We have a lot of respiratory viruses. This is when any of these other viruses that had to sit on the sideline, they got to evolve, get stronger, watch the other players. You know, it's so funny. When you watch football, some of these players who were benched or second string or third string, backups, all of a sudden they get out there and they're good. And you're like, what the hell? How did that happen? Because all they had to do was watch on the sideline and study. While everybody else was playing and stretching and dealing with it, all they had to do was watch and study and be prepared. And that's what these viruses have done. 1-877-DOCTOR, don't go away.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be.
Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So one of my favorite musicals is The Lion King. In the circle of life. Oh my gosh, the way The Lion King was done, from the movie to the Broadway show, fantastic. I mean, I took my kids, and I'm glad that they were young enough to enjoy. You have the characters come from the back of the auditorium, back of the seating, come up to the stage, and I saw one of them was younger, my little boy, look around, and it was, they loved it. Now, the funny thing is they hadn't seen The Lion King. See, Lion King, what, came out in 96, 94? So I was in medical school, I think, when it came out. So I had them watch it before they went to the musical so they would know who Simba was and, you know, Hakuna Matata. I just wanted them to know all that, and they loved it. And the fact that they had a good time, I think it was at the Mandalay Bay in Las Vegas, so I got to watch it, and it was just fantastic. I don't remember if there was a sign language interpreter there, but Scar, I became Facebook friends with during the show. Scar came out. He was fantastic. So I found him on Facebook, and then I messaged him. So during the show, he accepted my friend request, and then we're talking. I'm like, you are killing it. And he's like, thank you, madam. And we're talking while he's on break of being Scar in The Lion King. And I've still been friends with him ever since on Facebook. And so he's white, gay, and fantastic actor. And it was just fantastic show. Never would have thought there would be any drama with The Lion King. Now, there has been some drama. Disney, when somebody reviews some of their movies and shows, you'll see some sexual innuendos. In fact, there is a scene in The Lion King where the spiritual monkey had blown some dust, some gold dust, and it makes the word sex in the air. And you're like, okay, why did they do that? Why did they, you know, how did somebody miss that? I think it's people working on it. They're like, okay, this is funny. Let's just see what we can do. So Lion King has had a little bit of drama. Well, now it's got a lot of drama. And the reason why is one of the interpreters, a sign language interpreter was white, just got canned because he was white. Keith Wan is an American Sign Language interpreter. Now, mind you, you don't have a lot of them out there. They're pretty gifted to be able to do that. And he received an email from the Theater Development Fund, according to multiple news outlets, on April 2nd, saying it is no longer appropriate to have white interpreters represent black characters for these Broadway shows, or the company's Broadway shows. So he has an attorney, and they are now suing. Juan explained that after he was invited to fill in for BIPOC interpreters, he received the email releasing him from the job a few days later. He said, I just looked at it and said, what are they saying here? I think this is illegal. Now, the attorney described the case as pretty straightforward. Says the Lion King retracted its offer because Juan is white. There is a statute that says people have the right to contract regardless of their race. It was a Reconstructionist era statute that was intended to protect the former slaves, to protect black people from not being able to have their businesses. The attorney said the Supreme Court ruled in 1976 that white people could also sue under the statute as well. So they are going to sue. And, you know, this is Juan was going to make $1,000 per show. And, you know, we have a lot of repair to do. Years, decades, centuries of discriminating against people of color, race, creed. You know, we've made amazing progress, still have a lot more way to go. But we don't progress if we do the exact same thing to individuals again. Now, I don't know what his nationality is. He could be part Muslim. He could be part Hispanic. He could be, I mean, the big problem now is when somebody says, are you white? Well, what part of you is white? I can't tell you how many individuals have told me that they are a quarter Hispanic, but they are now putting themselves as Hispanic because that's when they could get the job or they could get the additional funds for school. We are a country of mixed race. And so the reason why we have these anti-discrimination rules is you can't judge a person. You can't judge a book by its cover. You can't judge a person by its color. No, and nobody should be judged by their color. So if somebody looks white, that doesn't necessarily mean they're white. That doesn't necessarily mean they're black, they're Hispanic, they're Jewish, they're Catholic, they're, but the reason why this is happening is there has been a big fallout of having individuals play others who are not of that nationality. So, and I get why Hollywood has been under some criticism when somebody is playing a Native American and Native American actors and actresses get picked over for that. That's, I get how that can make people upset. You know, but, you know, are we going too far now saying, look, you know, you're qualified, but because you aren't of the right race, you know, we could get in trouble. So we can't, and isn't the Lion King about, like, Simba's a lion. So somebody could say, well, you're not using lions, you're using humans. So does that mean you need a lion interpreter? You know, it's like now it starts to get a little confusing. And if there is any language that says if you are not of a minority population, you can't get the job, or we're only hiring those of the minority population, we have many, many cities and communities where Caucasians are the minority. So now you're saying we could only hire white. I thought we moved past that. We're not just hiring white. We're not just hiring one demographic. We're you know, it's supposed to be, you know, freedom for all. Everybody has an opportunity. So, you know, it'll be interesting to see where this goes. And I understand, you know, many corporations are worried that if they don't have enough diversity, they could get criticism. But if you also choose, you know, to hire based on you know, somebody's, you know, the way they appear, then it's, you know, I mean, look, wasn't there a woman who pretended to be black? And then I think her family said, you know, she's not black, she's white. But, we're going to have people feeling forced to try to, you know, either hide their skin color or change it. And I thought one of the reasons why we progressed is so nobody should have to be embarrassed about who they are. Nobody should have to hide who they are. You should be able to get a loan. You should be able to get a lease. You should be able to get a job. You should be able to get a scholarship. And we don't limit based on, you know, the amount of melanin or, you know, in your skin. That's, you know, we have albinos. We have people with vitiligo. Are they going to be discriminated against? So, you know, it's much easier and safer to say, guys, all people, everyone's created equal. We're not going to discriminate. But we seem to be going the other way. And once you have that language down, you're going to start discriminating against the same people who you're trying not to discriminate. A lot of LGBTQ actors and actresses have been discriminated against. Well, if they, you know, now if they aren't of the right color, they might not be able to get the job. Where this, you start to, you know, you'll start to trip on yourself, not ensuring freedom and lack of discrimination. 1-877 Doc Dolly, don't go away.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call?
That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.